The presidential election is proceeding as scheduled in this country also, including candidates' quarterly filings to the Federal Elections Commission. They document how much the campaigns have raised and spent, and the latest report had this juicy detail.
John Edwards' campaign paid for him to get a $400 haircut. Twice.
Since this news first started getting attention earlier in the week, the Edwards campus said that he will reimburse the campaign with $800 of his own money.
It's to pay bills to Torre Nueva Hair Designs of Beverly Hills. Normally, their charge is just $175. The fee was higher than usual because Joseph Torre Nueva went to John Edwards so that the candidate wouldn't have to go to the salon on Wilshire Boulevard.
I'm sure he wishes he'd gone to the corner barbershop and just had a regular cut.
Todd Purdom writes about politics and culture for Vanity Fair. He says the celebrity haircut doesn't fit in with the everyman image Edwards is trying to project.
At one level, it's a kind of a trivial thing. At another level, it is a metaphor for the fact that most people in national politics today are not middle-class people. They're wealthy because of the difficulty of getting into the game. So people now have the impression of John Edwards getting really expensive haircut.
The $400 haircut is not an isolated incident. Last November, a video of Edwards showed up on YouTube. It's 2 minutes of him fussing with his hair with the song I Feel Pretty added as a soundtrack.
And there are a couple of other grooming charges on Edwards' FEC report. $248 to DesignWorks Salon in Dubuque, Iowa, and $225 to a business called Pink Sapphire in Manchester, New Hampshire, which sells makeup and makeup consulting services.
Massey Rich of the Center for Responsive Politics has been combing through the FEC report with his staff.
You wouldn't necessarily know that what John Edwards spent at the salon in Beverly Hills was spent on hairstyling, because the description that his campaign put for it was consulting/events. So he has not only fundraising consultants and media consultants, but apparently he also considers the person who does his hair to be a consultant.
Well, John Edwards should take note that it's not just candidates who get involved in haircut kerfuffles. When Bill Clinton was president, a Los Angeles hairstylist came to Air Force One to cut his hair while the plane sat on the tarmac. That reportedly cost $200. The Edwards campaign might say it is still an embarrassment at twice the price.